61. Job. 1. Anything that particularly appeals to you?
2. Are you familiar with that sort of work?
3. Are you still at that work?
4. How long did you work there?
5. Have you done anything like that before?
6. I wonder if you'd mind starting next month.
7. I'm quite satisfied with your qualifications.
8. The pay is good.
9. We do have the vacancy.
10. You're just the sort of person we need. Dialogue 1. Please, take a seat.
Thanks.
Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a job.
Fine. But first I need some information about you.
What kind of information do you want?
Well, first of all, your name. What's your surname?
Wilson.
And your other names?
Stephen Michael.
Have you got your email address?
Yes, it's henrylee@yahoo.com.
How old are you?
21.
Where were you born?
In California.
Are you married or single?
I'm single.
And what was your last job?
I was an office boy.
Dialogue 2. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm phoning about the job that was in the paper last night.
Oh, yes. Well, could you tell me your name, please?
Oh, Candida Fawcett.
Oh, yes. Well, what exactly is it that interests you about the job?
Well, I just thought that it was right up my street, you know.
Really? Well, could you perhaps tell me a little about yourself?
Yes, I'm 23. I've been working abroad.
Where exactly have you been working, please?
Dialogue 3. Good. Now, what kind of job do you want, Mr. Wilson?
I don't mind, really. Perhaps a job in a shop or a factory.
Well, I know Brown's Biscuit Factory are looking for a porter. They pay $200 a week.
That sounds all right.
Good. Now, here's the address of the factory. The manager's name is...
Wendy Vale wanted to have a job. She didn't have to work, but she wanted to. Every morning was the same. First, she picked up the tea kettle, filled it with water, and turned on the stove. Then she walked into the hall and picked up the morning paper. She opened the paper to the Help Wanted section. She looked at the ads as she sliced some bread and boiled an egg. Wendy carried her breakfast on a tray to the table. She circled the Glamour ad with a pen. There were no other good ads. Right after breakfast, she replied to the ad. She dressed quickly, hurried to the post office, and mailed her reply. A week later, Wendy received an answer to her letter.
Job. 1. Actually, I was trained for that sort of job.
2. I got a degree in literature.
3. I used to work as a shop assistant.
4. I've just graduated from school.
5. I want a job with a vacation every year.
6. I was thinking of a job in a school.
7. I have a good job in a bank.
8. I'm a white-collar worker.
9. It's demanding, but very interesting.
10. We have good working conditions. Dialogue 1. Have you found another job yet, Sally?
No, I haven't. But I've seen several interesting advertisements in the paper.
What kind of job are you looking for?
Either something in the hotel business or something to do with travel.
You haven't had any experience in either of those fields.
I know, but I'd like to try. Look, here are some advertisements that I've cut out. Dialogue 2. Could you tell me what university you went to, Mr. Smith?
I went to Yale University.
Did you? And what did you study?
I have a BA in economics.
Would you mind telling me how old you are?
I'm 27.
And could you tell me what other jobs you have had?
Yes, I have worked in a bank for the last 5 years.
And what was your salary at the bank?
I got $500 a week. Dialogue 3. Good afternoon, Mrs. Vale. Please sit down.
Thank you.
Did you work as a salesperson before, Mrs. Vale?
Only as a clerk in a store.
I see. Well, consulting is a little different.
I'm a quick learner, Mr. Jenkins.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, and I'm a very good driver.
Fine. We provide a company car for our consultants.
Do I have to travel a lot?
Oh, yes. 5 days a week. You have to visit customers all over the territory.
But how will I get to know the products?
You'll have to attend a 3-week course. If you do well, the job is yours.
How much is the salary?
Starting salary is $150 a week, plus commissions, of course.
How much commission do your consultants get?
5%.
Well, I'm very interested in the job.
Fine. The next course starts a week from tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Michael's boss talked to him today. In general, she doesn't think Michael is doing a good job. He has to do much better. According to the boss, he types too slowly. He should type faster. In addition, he files too carelessly. He should file more carefully. Furthermore, he speaks on the telephone too quickly. He should speak slower. Michael wants to do well in the job, and now he knows that he has to try a little harder.